Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baftowitz. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. The politics of the fires of Los Angeles. We go now to a story that's hard to account for except for ambition. Elon Musk is the richest man in the solar system. Maybe, maybe not, but it's fun to say. He's much in the news. For example, I learned today that he participated in rescuing a young Italian journalist, Cecilia Sala, who was abducted by the bully boys in Tehran, aiming to throw her in the prison, solitary confinement, since the middle of December, hostage-taking because the Italian authorities had detained a suspect Iranian actor, bad actor, at the Milano airport at a request of the United States of America to be transferred to the U.S. to stand charges. So they grabbed Cecilia. She emerged last week after a month in solitary confinement where she wasn't able to sleep because the light was on, saying she was happy. I believe the defense minister of Italy went and brought her back on his private aircraft. It was heroic and wonderful. I learned that Elon Musk participated in her rescue. I don't know the details, but I mentioned that Musk is everywhere. I think it's time to get him a cape. However, there is a story that I first heard from Jeff, and I didn't quite believe it. How does it go, Jeff, about Musk, Gavin Newsom, and Starlink?
Let's paint the canvas first with the Musk and Gavin Newsom aspect. Musk has been very critical of Newsom and some of the other leaders who are working with this fire about the preparation for it or the lack of preparation and the spending and all those things. And Newsom has been trying to fire back. But, of course, when you own Twitter, now known as X, you tend to get on there or use it better than the other guys do. So he's been all over the place and really angering Newsom, for one. Well, Musk has also been going out and having his company, Starlink, which is part of SpaceX, giving out these Starlink sets throughout the areas that have been hit by the fires that don't have any connectivity. And so because it's satellite connected, it allows people to use the internet and communicate on mobile devices. When you don't have a telephone pole around or a cell phone repeater or anything like that. So he's been distributing these throughout the fire areas or having his company do it. And he's been showing up at command posts, talking to the firefighters and leaders there and handing them out and talking to them about it. And that's got a lot of attention, a lot of really positive attention for Musk and his companies. He's even had Cybertrucks come out, which act as sort of a mobile Starlink system to help in these areas. Well, the word came out yesterday that Newsom had told CHP and fire authorities and others, you get those Starlinks out of there. And the only reason people knew is because he doesn't like Musk and he doesn't appreciate what he's been saying. And then the word came down from the LA County Board of Supervisors and the mayor to do the same. Now, this has been verified by three different sources, although, you know, it's going to get hard to get people on the record because they don't want their jobs ruined. But it became evident that these Starlink systems have been taken out for one reason and one reason only, a grudge between the governor and the guy providing them, Musk.
You also conveyed to me that the firemen were having difficulty with their communication system because it's out of date. Do I remember that correctly?
Well, that was primarily the police department that was having that, but they've been experiencing communications problems across the board. And that's not unusual when you have so many people in one area and so few, you know, receiver, repeater resources. I don't know the exact terms of it, but, you know, it can get pretty crowded out there. They've done better this fire than they have in other disasters in terms of, you know, separating or being on the same channels where they need to be. But there's just there's a coverage problem in many places. And to not have cell phones in this day and age has been a problem for a lot of the firefighters.
And Starlink works perfectly. I mentioned this is the politics of the fires. We have more. We have the Attorney General of the state of California. He's been on television. Who is he?
Rob Bonta, who's the Attorney General, and he's been pretty out there these past couple of years, showing everybody that he deserves to probably be considered as Gavin Newsom's successor. He does a lot in terms of social media, in terms of direct mailing and his website. He's one of the most visible AGs we've had, even maybe even more visible than Kamala Harris was when she was here in California. But he's been working really hard at it. So now that kind of part of the fires died down, he's started to make his appearances in TV. And, you know, he shows up in regalia that looks more like what they're wearing out toward the fire lines for the people who are the spokespeople and such. You know, when the first time I saw it, I thought, why does the attorney general need a special blazer that says, you know, he's part of the team? Why isn't he in a suit and tie? But it is what it is. He's out there waving his flag.
Now, a strange story. You will recall that first weekend of the fire. The governor in Sacramento connected with the president in Washington and talked about disinformation being as damaging as anything else during this fire. And I presumed at the time that the governor was talking about his political opponents. It turns out he might have been, but there really is disinformation. It really is creepy, and it really is a warning to don't trust what you see on the internet the first three times you see it. What's the story, Jeff?
The story is that bad actors, national actors from, we know, Russia and Iran and possibly China, are flooding social media with disinformation. And I'm not really seeing any reports yet that disinformation is about things like, you know, Musk is good, Musk is bad, Gavin's good, Gavin's bad. But more along the lines of, you know, where the fire is and can you go back into the area? Can you help out? That type of thing. Things that can confuse a populace for sure. So the fire authorities and the police authorities, they're all getting out there saying, look, don't pay attention to what you see. Pay attention to only official channels because there's a lot of garbage that's being dumped out there.
Undermining credibility of the authorities, making people panic when there's no need to. So what I've learned is the first three reports are wrong. And in this instance, maybe we'll say the first 30 reports are wrong. One more story. Canelo, a rescued dog at the Old Town Pasadena shelter, where they have 700 animals, some of whom were injured in the fire. Canelo was one of them. Good for them. A lot of pets don't have a home to go home to yet. But in the Old Town Pasadena shelter, that's where you can find your pets if you're looking.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.